This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The House has voted to censure Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan for her rhetoric about the Israel-Hamas war. Tuesday night's action was an extraordinary rebuke of the only Palestinian-American in Congress. The resolution to censor Tlaib was introduced by Republican Representative Rich McCormick of Georgia in response to what he called Tlaib's anti-Semitic rhetoric. The debate on the censure resolution was emotional and intense, with other Democrats standing by her side. Tlaib defended her stance, saying she, quote, will not be silenced and I will not let you distort my words. Gaza's busiest thoroughfare has become a terrifying escape route for Palestinian civilians running for their lives from heavy combat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some report shots being fired at them and said they saw bodies along the way, while many escape with just the clothes on their back. Meanwhile, in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, five bodies, including three children, were pulled out from the rubble of destroyed buildings after the area was hit by an Israeli airstrike. An Associated Press journalist saw the victims being recovered while first responders continued the search for survivors. Ahmed Al-Najjar, a general director at the Education Ministry in Gaza, tells the AP he and his families were victims of the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Five hostages of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, are free, offering some hope to the families of others snatched in southern Israel during the militants' deadly rampage on October 7th. Israel in late October announced its first hostage rescue, that of Army Private Ori Megdish. Hamas had earlier released Judith and Natalie Renan, mother and daughter, and Yosheved Livshitz, 85, along with 79-year-old Nurit Cooper. Hamas has said it would let the others go in return for thousands of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, which has dismissed the offer. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has voiced strong support for Hamas in its war against Israel, but the gap between rhetoric and action is part of what analysts say is Ankara's effort to play a diplomatic role in the conflict. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
While Erdogan praises Hamas and condemns Israel, experts say his actions remain more balanced. Announcing the recall of Turkey's ambassador from Israel for consultations, Erdogan stressed that diplomatic relations with Israel would remain open. On Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Ankara for the first time since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. Ankara insisted it can play a role in resolving the conflict. Erdogan is expected to join Arab leaders for a summit in Riyadh to discuss the crisis. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
From Western capitals to Muslim states, protest rallies over the Israel-Hamas war have made headlines, but one place known for its vocal pro-Palestinian stance has been conspicuously quiet: Indian-controlled Kashmir. Indian authorities have barred any solidarity protest in Muslim-majority Kashmir and asked Muslim preachers not to mention the conflict in their sermons. Analysts say the new restrictions on speech reflect a shift in India's foreign policy under the populist Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who away from its long-held support for the Palestinians. Gaza City residents escaping on Tuesday said they passed Israeli tanks in position to storm the city after Israel gave civilians still trapped inside a four-hour window to leave. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Volker Turk, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner, said on Tuesday that he is extremely worried about the situation in Gaza.
And it is really important that a solution is found to end the violence and to get out of this horrible, horrible humanitarian and human rights situation for what's happening in Gaza.
Both Israel and Hamas have rebuffed calls for a halt in fighting. Israel says hostages should be freed first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is attacked.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. The Biden administration is urging an appeals court to allow sweeping new restrictions on asylum to stay in place, warning that halting them would be, quote, highly disruptive at the border. The government on Tuesday asked a panel of judges in Pasadena, California, two appointed by President Bill Clinton and one by President Donald Trump, to keep in place a new rule that makes it more difficult to qualify for asylum if someone doesn't first apply online or doesn't first seek protection in a country they're traveling through before getting to the U.S. Immigrant advocate groups say the law allows people to apply for asylum wherever they enter the country. The restrictions remain in place while under appeal. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.